This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Alice Brewer, MPH, CIC, and Director of Clinical Affairs for TruD Smart UVC, a leader in the UVC disinfection industry. Alice, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric, for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So, Alice, what is UVC disinfection and how is it used in healthcare facilities today?
Sure. So, UVC is a specific wavelength of light. So, the light that we see comes from the sun. It emits at certain wavelengths. So, UVC is just at a specific wavelength. It's a 254 nanometer wavelength, which is much shorter than the visible light that, you know, we see coming from the sun or from light bulbs. And what it is that shorter wavelength allows it to be lethal to cells. So we use it in healthcare facilities against bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, because it, what it does is it can penetrate the cell wall and disrupt the DNA of that cell. So essentially, making it no longer an infective bacteria or virus and rendering it inert, essentially.
And taking that even further, how does UVC help to reduce hospital-acquired infections?
So hospital-acquired infections first are just, they're infections that you might get when you come into the hospital that you didn't arrive with, and they're a significant problem in the healthcare industry right now, unfortunately. But by using UVC as a cleaning mechanism, so to disinfect a patient room or an operating room, what that does is that eliminates the risk that any bacteria that might be left over in that room from the previous patient has been inactivated and rendered unable to infect anybody. So it really helps to cut down on the occurrence of those hospital-acquired infections because surfaces in that room are much cleaner. So you don't run the risk of inadvertently picking up an infection by just touching the bedside table or the bed rail or the remote control in the room. So it really helps to provide a really clean environment for patients and visitors and anybody who might be in that space.
So Alice, what does all this mean for anyone as a patient? Get into some of those details that we should be aware of.
What that means for you as a patient is if the hospital where you are a patient or where your loved one is a patient is using this type of technology, it means that you are much less likely to acquire a hospital-acquired infection. So that's great news for patients because these infections can really have a detrimental effect on an individual's long-term health. They can be very costly to treat. So as a patient, I think it's great to be informed about what your hospital and your physician are doing to help protect you. And this is certainly one of those things that can help protect patients. And so, you know, I tell people all the time to do your research on the hospital that you're seeking treatment in or the physician and you know, look at their rates and their scores, but also look at, you know, the things that they're doing in terms of interventions that will keep you as a patient safe. So certainly using UVC technology as a disinfection method will help keep you safe as a patient and make sure that you leave the hospital healthier than you were when you got there.
And I'm sure it would be quite shocking and an eye-opener to realize and see the stats on how many infections were acquired within the hospital, whether on a visit or as a patient. Today we are with Alice Brewer, Director of Clinical Affairs for TruD Smart UVC, a leader in the UVC disinfection industry here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, for hospitals, Alice, how does UVC provide a return on investment?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, the statistics on hospital-acquired infections are quite staggering. We spend about $11 billion a year as a country on hospital-acquired infections, about 1 in 25 admissions results in an infection. And that becomes very costly for the patient. It becomes very costly for the hospital to treat those infections. It can impact their reimbursement and can, you know, result in some penalties imposed on them by regulatory agencies. So it really becomes a huge financial burden in addition to a patient safety burden. And so by using UVC technology, you can significantly cut down on the number of those infections, which in turn cuts down on those costs that the hospital incurs in treating those infections or having to report those infections. So it becomes a benefit for patient safety and the health of your patients, but it also becomes a benefit for the hospital that they're not spending excess money to treat these infections. And that's money that really can go back to patient care. Having worked in the hospitals myself, I, you know that those penalties can be quite hefty, on the order of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you always look at that as, well, that's an extra piece of equipment, or those are nursing salaries that could be provided to the hospital. So by using UVC technology and cutting down on the penalties, you're really able to provide a better level of care for your patients.
And Alice, what would you say is unique about TruD Smart UVC within the space? How is it different from other providers?
So TruD, like all UVC, it's chemical free. It's very safe for the environment. It's safe for surfaces in the hospital. But what's different about TruD is that the ease of use of it is, I think, the really standout feature of it. It requires a single placement in the room, so it's much easier to use than some of the other UVC devices on the market. Environmental services staff really appreciate that because it allows them to save some time because they only have to put it in the room one time as opposed to three times. And so that ability to disinfect the entire room from that single placement with a measured and exact dose, it knows exactly how much UVC it's putting into the room, so we can be certain every single time that it's disinfected the room the same way, is really unique to TruD, and I think provides a lot of consistency and assurance to hospitals that no matter who put the device in the room or what the room looks like, the room will always be 99.9% disinfected when the device is finished its cycle.
Really some eye-opening information here today, and also most helpful, and I really appreciate the focus as well. And thank you for what you do, Alice, through TruD Smart UVC and what you do in the space. And thanks for joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
No, nothing specific. I just appreciate the opportunity to let people know, you know, what hospitals are doing to protect them and keep them safe. And I think it's so important with all of the superbugs out there that we hear about that, you know, we're really paying attention to everything that we can do to keep patients safe. That's been a passion of mine for many years. And thank you so much for shining a light on the issue.
If listeners wanted to get further information on TruD Online, where could they find further information?
Sure. You can visit our website. It's www.tru-d.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Alice, thanks for what you do in the space once again and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. My pleasure. We've been speaking with Alice Brewer, the Director of Clinical Affairs for TruD Smart UVC, a leader in the UVC disinfection industry. And for further details, simply visit tru-d.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.